Vince, good morning.
Good morning. Good to speak with you.
Yeah, so we've all seen sort of comedic forms of hypnosis on TV shows and in movies. Can you take us through how a medical process of hypnosis might work?
Sure. So hypnosis is a funny sort of area in that it definitely has these very strong sort of associations in popular culture, and we've all seen really unusual presentations of hypnosis on TV or maybe at a RSL show or something like that. But there's actually a very different approach to hypnosis that we take from a scientific and also from a clinical point of view, where we're really looking at how these specific contexts where you have someone offering suggestions in a hypnotic way to a participant can lead to very dramatic changes in that person's experience and their perception and their cognition. And often the sorts of things that we do in a scientific or a medical context are quite different to having someone cluck around the room like a chicken or something that you might see in a hypnosis entertainment show. But it can actually be used for quite useful and very interesting applications.
Yeah, and I know when some people are terminally ill and stuff like that, people say and doctors say that it helps if their mind is in the zone of wanting to get better and stuff like that. Is that what this is sort of about? Like putting someone's mindset in the right place to try and help them beat anxiety or addiction or something? Is that how this hypnosis works?
I guess there's some elements of that in it, but really the way that we think about hypnosis is there's this really important concept of hypnotizability, which sort of allows us to understand how different people respond to hypnosis. And certainly not everyone is responsive. We know that there's probably about 10 to 15% of the population that are able to respond to hypnotic suggestions. And for those sorts of people, hypnosis can cause some of the changes that I was talking about earlier, changes in perception, cognition. And so it can be very effective at things like reducing, and that's been used in different sorts of contexts. I don't know that like end-of-life anxiety is particularly something that hypnosis has been used too much for, but certainly general applications of hypnosis and depression and it can be used to treat those sorts of things.
Now, I have to admit, I have always been a skeptic, not just of hypnosis, but of a lot of things. What did your research find into the benefits of hypnosis?
So the research that we do is more looking at trying to understand what hypnosis is and how it works. We don't do so much clinical or medical kind of work in our lab, but it's certainly common to come across people with a skeptical attitude to hypnosis. That's a fairly normal response. But there's been quite a long research history of hypnosis. It's been a topic of investigation in psychology for more than 200 years. And we've got really clear evidence that, although I said before, it doesn't work for everyone, that for people that it does work for, there are very consistent and clear changes that can occur in the hypnotic context. And the research that you mentioned at the start that's been published just recently was really looking at trying to understand how some of these changes happen. And essentially what it seems that hypnosis is doing is that it's changing the way that we monitor and generate our actions in response to instructions from the hypnotist. So we're always sort of monitoring what's happening in the environment and responding to it. And in the context of hypnosis, the social instructions from the hypnotist are sort of tagged with this, extra level of importance, so that a person responds to those in a way that feels quite automatic.
Yeah, and is that barrier that you're talking about, or that perception of hypnosis that it's, a pseudoscience or something, is that barrier created by popular culture something that sort of disrupts your work a little bit?
I mean, it's certainly common to talk about hypnosis research at a general conference or something like that, and for people to raise their eyebrows or to you know, be a bit doubtful as to whether this isn't just people playing along with the instructions from the hypnotist or something like that.
I mean, more with the patients, does them being sort of skeptical make it a bit harder?
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So, like I said, we don't really have patients in the sense that we're not using hypnosis to treat things. We're sort of doing our work more in like a university laboratory setting. And so we do have participants in our experiments that come in, and they're sometimes very skeptical about what we're doing. And for hypnosis to work, you do need the participant or the person being hypnotized to have some sort of willingness to listen to what you're saying and to try it out. If someone kind of, you know, sits there very defiantly convinced that it's not going to work at all, then it's definitely not going to work. We do need to have this willingness to participate for it to have any chance. But having said that, even if we have someone who is extremely enthusiastic and willing to participate and be part of the experiment, it still might not work at all. There still is this quite independent characteristic of their hypnotizability and how capable and responsive they are to suggestions. And so, the skepticism can prevent it from working, but a lack of skepticism isn't going to guarantee that it works either.
Yeah, and just finally, very quickly, what ways are there any ways that this hypnosis can be harmful if not used correctly?
No, all the research shows that people in hypnosis aren't going to do things that they wouldn't do outside of hypnosis. There's, you know, certainly in movies and things like that, this image of an all-powerful hypnotist who can control people's minds and make them do things that they're not going to do, but that just doesn't match up with the sorts of things that we see in the lab. People in hypnosis are still very aware of what's going on. If you talk to someone, even someone who's very highly hypnotizable about what it was like at the end of a session, they'll say that they knew what was happening and they just felt like going along with what was happening because they were relaxed and interested. But if you ask someone to do something, you know, outrageous or unethical in hypnosis, then they'd certainly be able to understand what's going on and not respond to those suggestions.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll have to give it a go one day. Vince, thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily.
Pleasure. Really good to talk to you.